嗯，弟兄姊妹知道，我们本来这个 weekend 呢是从旧金山来往国选地方和我们交通。
Brother and sisters, you know, supposedly this Sunday, the brother, Wang Guoxian from San Francisco was supposed to fellowship with us all.
但是他礼拜四，早晨离开旧金山，到机场的时候呢。
But last Thursday morning, as he left San Francisco, when he came went to the airport.
因为他前两天做一个检查。
Because 2 days ago, he had a checkup.
结果他到机场准备登机的时候呢，王师母接到医生的电话，说那个报告很不好，请他赶快回去。
Well, he was boarding the airplane, and his wife rushed to the airport to tell him that the checkout report was pretty bad.
但是王弟兄他觉得他身体觉得没有怎么样，所以他说已经定了，他就还是来。
Well, Brother Wang replied that I don't feel anything wrong with me, and since I scheduled this flight, I might as well go. So he decided to come.
所以他还是这样飞到纽泽西来。
So he did fly over to New Jersey.
但是王师母一直很不放心，所以他就打电话给我，那把那个报告传真也传给我。
But Sister Wang was very worried, so she called me and she faxed a report of the checkup to me.
叫我们还是叫他赶快回去。
And she told us to urge Brother Wang to go back immediately.
那我们就把那个报告也传真给那个有在这边两位的当医生的弟兄。
So I right away faxed the report to the two brothers in our neighborhood who are doctors.
这两个弟兄也是王弟兄他们熟悉的弟兄。
And these two brothers are also well known to our brother Wang.
那弟兄们看过报告，觉得说很不好，还是叫他赶快，还是要让他赶快回去。
So these two doctor brothers, after they read the report, said, being this is such a bad report, he really should go back immediately.
叫到的时候，要把他赶快送到医院去，再做一个检查。
So they told me as soon as Brother Wang arrived, take him right away to the hospital to have further checkup.
因为他那个报告里面有一项，特别是那肾脏功能很不好。
Among the report readings, there is one that's especially bad for his kidney function.
已经到了需要洗肾那个阶段了。
Now the reading is so bad that it seems that he has come to the point to have the dialysis.
所以他下飞机，我就把他送到医院的急诊室去做检查。
So right after he got off the airplane, I just took him to the emergency room.
结果报告出来还是很不好。
And after all the examination, the report continued to be very bad.
虽然那个肾脏的指数稍微降低了一点。
Although the reading on the kidney was lower a little bit.
但是还是很严重。
But still, it was very serious.
所以就决定第二天早晨就回旧金山去了。
So we decided that the next day morning he really should go back to San Francisco.
所以这个缘故呢，这个 weekend 我们就没有特别聚会。
And this is why we did not have the special meeting over the weekend.
感谢主，他很平安的回到旧金山，就马上到医院去做检查。
Now praise the Lord, he went back to San Francisco safely, and right away he went to the hospital for a further checkup.
到底结果怎么样，我还不太晓得。不过那个王师傅说呢，需要在医院过一个晚上，可能第二天，就可以回家。
To this point, I don't know what the result is, but according to Sister Wang, his wife, she said that our brother Wang stayed in hospital overnight and to have everything done.
So, 因着这些缘故呢，那今天只好让我来和弟兄姊妹一同分享。
So for this reason, that's why today I am standing here to share with you all.
那我们来看几处的圣经，头一处在出埃及记24章。
Shall we now read a few passages in the Bible? First one is Exodus 24.
出埃及记24章。我想为时间的关系，我们可能读第六节。
Now, being pressed by time, so we will just read
到第八节。
From verse 5-8.
摩西将血一半盛在盆中，一半撒在坛上，又将耶稣念给百姓听，他们说耶和华所吩咐的 我们都必遵行。摩西将血洒在百姓身上说，你看这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
Verse 6, Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and the other half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient. So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words.
12节到18节。
Verse 12 to 18。
耶和华对摩西说，你上山到了这里来，住在这里，我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。
Verse 12, Now the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and remain there. I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction.
Okay, 第18节好了。
Now we're just come down to verse 18.
摩西进入营中上山，在山上40昼夜。
Moses entered the midst of the clouds as he went up to the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
25章的第8节。
Chapter 25, verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them.
我们翻到约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章14节。
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
35节。
Verse 35.
到42节。
242. 241.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看了，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从耶稣。
Verse 35, again the next day John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, Behold the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？他们说，拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。
And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, What do you seek?They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying?
耶稣说，你们来看，他们就去看，他在哪里住，他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住，那时也有生证的。
He said to them, Come, and you will see. So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
One of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
他先找着了自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见了弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which translated means Christ.
好，于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看见他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
我们翻到15章。
Chapter 15.
约翰福音15章第七节。
Chapter 15 of the Gospel according to John, verse 17.
15章第七节。
Verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意祈求，就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
这个藏在呢，应该把它翻作住在。你们若住在我里面，我的话也住在你们里面。
Abide simply means to live in me continuously.
我们再翻到希伯来书。第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3,
第五节
verse 5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
为要证明呢，应该可以直接翻译，为要见证将来必传说的事。
Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony.Is an evidence of those things which shall be spoken of afterward.
就是说摩西他所做的，他作为一个仆人，或者说他所做的事呢，是要见证，证明将来必传说的事，就是主耶稣基督他所要做的事情。
As a testimony, as a servant of God, Moses was holding a testimony of all the things of Jesus Christ, which would be talked about later.
好，我们读经就停到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's say a word of prayer after the scripture reading.
主，我们仍然在你宝血护庇底下，一同来到你的施恩座前。
Lord, again, under the covering of your precious blood, we come to your throne of grace.
当然在这里，我们心因着你的信，更多的向着你。
Here, drawn by you, our hearts turn more towards you.
因着你的话，在我们里面能够发出亮光，把我们里面再次能够眺望起来。
Because your word will enlighten us and stir up our love.
也叫你的话能够常常充满在我们心中。
So that your word can always fill our heart.
你的话成为我们脚前灯路上的光。
So your word will become a lamp to our feet and a light in our path.
你的话也充满在我们心中，成为生命的供应。
So when your wordfills our heart, it will become the provision of our life.
让我们常常愿意来到神的座前来仰望你，向我们说话。
Help us to come often to the throne of grace to look unto you, so you could speak to us.
那么求你，正是在这段时间里面，你也特别的怜悯施恩给我们。
Oh Lord, we ask during this period of time, you will be especially merciful and gracious to us.
让我们常常学习活在你的同在里面。
So we could learn to continue to live in your presence.
常常学习住在你的里面。
Often to learn to abide in you.
好像你也能够住在我们里面。
So that you can abide in us.
我们等候在你面前。
Lord, we simply wait before you.
谢谢主将应允我们祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for you have accepted all our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我想早晨仍然愿意和弟兄姊妹再继续看出埃及记。
Now, this morning, I would like to continue to fellowship with you all on the book of Exodus.
在刚我们所读出埃及记二十四章里面呢，我们看见摩西在西乃山的一些经历。
Now in Exodus 24, we just read some of the experiences of Moses when he was at Mount Sinai.
摩西在这里的经历实在是一个非常重要的一个经历。
His experiences here are very important ones.
这个经历不是为了摩西个人的。
And they are not for Moses personally.
神之所以让摩西有这样的经历呢，是为了要带出一个重要的真理。
The reason that God allowed Moses to have these important experiences is to bring out a very important truth.
当我们回到出埃及记前面第十九章的时候，
When we come back to Exodus chapter 19,
我们看见神在西乃山在火中降临在西乃山。
We see that God descended upon the Mount Sinai in fire.
百姓在那里看见了有雷锋、闪电、有云、有脚声，他们就非常的惧怕。
And all the people seeing the thundering, the thundering and the fire and the smoke, they became exceedingly afraid.
神也吩咐他们说不可上山来，他们要在山的脚下。
So God told them not to come up to the mountain, they should stay at the foot of the
mountain. 神在那里定了一个界限，凡是越过这个界限的都要必要致死。
And there God set the bounds for them. Whoever transpassed that bound would be put to death.
所以没有一个百姓可以就近山。
So none of the people should come near the mountain.
但是在二十四章里，在我们看见呢，好像在这里有一般人可以上了山。
However, in chapter 24, we seem to see a group of people who were able to come to the mountain.
多了一些人和摩西能一同上了山。
Some people together with Moses did go up to the mountain.
摩西带亚伦和他的两个儿子，还有以色列的七十个长老。
So Moses took Aaron and his two sons and the 70 elders of Israel And together they went up to the mountain.
虽然这一帮人可以和摩西一起上山，
although this group of people could go up to the mountain with Moses,
但是他们仍然是在那遥远的地方远远的下拜。
Still, they worshipped from far away.
他们不能够靠近神。
He couldn't come near God.
只有摩西一个人可以单独来亲近神。
Only Moses alone could come to be drawn to the Lord.
并且还告诉我们说，只有摩西可以一个人在和神同住。
He also tells us here, only Moses alone could abide with the Lord.
所以摩西在那个山上呢，在那里有四十座天和神同住。
And for 40 days and nights, Moses alone stayed with God.
神在那里把石板、把律法、把诫命的赐给他。
And there God gave Moses the stone of tablets. He gave him his commandments and all the statutes.
让他可以把这些教训以色列百姓。
So Moses could teach, instruct all the Israelites.
我们说到为什么神让他有这样的独特的一个经历。
And we mentioned why did God allow Moses to have this unique experience.
他在神的荣耀同在当中事实的昼夜。
Now, in the presence of God's glory, Moses stayed with God for 40 days and nights.
这是要为了要带出后面25章讲到神与人同住这个事实。
This is simply to bring out the very truth recorded in chapter 25, that is, God abides with man.
带出神拯救以色列百姓的一个心意。
To bring out of God's desire to save all the Israelites.
更重要的是为要证明将来必传说的事情。
And more importantly is to have the testimony of the things which shall be spoken of afterward.
就是借着摩西所经历的要传说要见证将来神的儿子来到地上他所要做的事情是什么。
That is Moses' experiences should proclaim, should testify the things of the Son of God on earth later on.
就是把蒙恩的人一同带到神的同在的里面。
That is to bring all the people who are saved by God's grace into God's presence.
这是摩西在那里所要见证的事情。
And this is the thing that Moses wanted to testify.
这是神要让摩西所先要经历的事情。
And this is the thing that God wanted Moses to experience.
那我们看摩西在这里或是在24章里面讲到两件事情。
And here in chapter 24 we see there are two things.
就是在那里头一件神借摩西和以色列百姓在那立了一个约。
First is that through Moses God made a covenant with all the Israelites.
这个约乃是用血所立的一个约。
And this covenant was established by blood.
当摩西上了山以后，神吩咐他说：“你要写把这些写上。”
When Moses
把神所吩咐的话写上。
When Moses went up to the mountain, God commanded him to write down all these words of mine.
他们在那里立了十二根柱子，他们在那里献燔祭、献平安祭。
And Moses built an altar and 12 pillars.And also they offered burnt offerings and also peace offerings.
然后把耶稣念给百姓听。
And Moses read all the book of the covenant to all Israel.
然后摩西就把血洒在百姓的身上。
And then Moses sprinkled the blood upon the people.
然后对他们说，你们看，这是立约的血。
And saying that this is the blood of a covenant.
这是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的一个凭据。
According to all the words that the Lord has spoken to you.
我们知道在旧约里面，圣经告诉我们说呢，律法是借着摩西传的。
We know that the Bible teaches that the law is preached through Moses.
在以色列百姓早期历史当中呢，神和百姓之间的来往都是借着摩西。
In the early history of the Israelites, God came to fellowship with man through Moses.
神借着摩西把以色列百姓领出埃及。
And through Moses, God led all the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后来到西乃山的时候，神借摩西把律法传给百姓。
And when they came to Mount Zion, it's also through Moses that God gave his decrees.
摩西是站在神和人之间的一个中保。
Therefore, Moses was the one who stood between God and man as a mediator.
所以百姓和神之间来往都是需要透过摩西。
Therefore, the dealing between man and God had to go through Moses.
当他们在西乃山在那里拜金牛犊的时候，引起神的怒气。
As they worshipped the golden calf at Mount Sinai, that stirred up God's anger.
我们看见摩西仍然是站在神和人中间做一个代祷者的工作。
Even at that time, Moses was the one who stood between God and man as intercessor.
以后在旷野漂流40年当中。
And during the 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness,
当百姓在一再的得罪神，激起神的怒气的时候
，as time again Israelites provoked the Lord to anger，
我们一再看见摩西站在神和人中间，站来为百姓代求。
And repeatedly we see Moses standing between God and man, interceding for them。
他是神和人中间的一个中保。
Therefore, Moses was intermediator between God and man。
什么是中保呢
？What is a mediator？
中保就是调解人。
Mediator is the one who is the go-between.
调解人。
He's the one who goes between, who tries to solve out all the problems.
就是两道之间有难处以后，借这个中保，借这个调解人，让两道能够和好。
That is, if two parties have problems with each other, this mediator would be the go-between person who will be able to reconcile them both.
所以在那里，神借摩西和以色列百姓立了一个约。
So there.God made a covenant with all the Israelites through Moses.
在那这个约里面就正式建立了神和百姓的一个关系。
And in this covenant, God has established a relationship with His people.
这个约内容就是说到神的心意。
Therefore, the content of the covenant speaks of God's desire.
神和人对神该有个态度。
And also, it speaks of the attitude of man toward God.
神要照这个约的内容赐福给人。
And God would bless His people according to the contents of the covenant.
所以摩西在那里头一件事情就要表明这件事情。
Therefore, the very first thing that Moses wants to testify is to make it known.
表明在神和人中间有一个中保
signifying the fact that there is a mediator between man and God.
人只有借这个中保才能够来到神面前。
And only through this mediator that man could come before God.
感谢神，来到新约的时候，我们看见了。
Praise the Lord, when we come to New Testament, we see.
因为这个中保就是神的儿子主耶稣基督。
And this mediator is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，因为只有一位神。
Because Paul tells us there is only one God.
在神和人中间只有中保乃是降世为人耶稣基督。
And there is this man who is between God and man, the mediator, that's the Jesus Christ who came down from heaven.
今天人要来到神面前只有借耶稣基督。
And for man to come between to God, only it has to go through
Jesus. 因为除他以外别无拯救。
Apart from him, there is no other salvation.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名叫我们可以得救。
There is no other name given under heaven among men by which we could be saved.
人只有借了主耶稣基督才能够来到神的面前。
Only through the Lord Jesus Christ we could come before God.
借着他把我们从罪恶死亡里面拯救出来。
And it is through him who has saved us from death and sin.
因为罪的代价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
今天因着人犯罪缘故，人落在死亡的权势的辖制底下。
And today because man fell, therefore we fall under the domain of death.
人落在罪恶的控制的底下。
And we are in the bondage of the sin.
现在借着耶稣基督。
Now through Jesus Christ.
我们就从这罪恶死亡里面得了释放，得了自由。
We have been set free and have the freedom from sin and death.
我们借他得到了永远的生命。
And also through him we have this eternal life.
我们只有借他才能够来到神面前。
And also through him only we can
come before God. 因为主耶稣自己在那宣告说，我就是道路。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ, he proclaimed himself, I am the
way. 人若不借着我，不能到父那里去。
Apart from him, nobody can come to the Father.
他是唯一的道路。
And he is the only way.
我们今天知道，今天在地上有许许多多宗教。
We know today on earth there are so many religions.
他告诉人说，宗教都是好的。
And all the religions are good.
都是劝为善的。
And trying to tell people to do
good. 我们应该彼此尊重别人的信仰。
And people would say we should respect each other's religion.
因为殊途同归
because all the roads lead to Rome
他们从来没有说他们所信的是唯一的神
but none of them would declare that the God they believe in is the only God
他们也不敢称他们所信的是一个真理
none of them would dare to say that their belief is the truth
他们只告诉人说大家都是一样大家都是好的
They only tell everybody that all our religions are good
唯独信耶稣的人
But only those who believe in Jesus.
那么肯定的说，只有耶稣基督他是唯一的真神。
So firmly to proclaim that Jesus Christ is only true God.
唯我们所信的是唯一的真理。
Only the truth that we believe in is the truth.
不是殊途同归，乃是唯有他是道路。
Now, it's not all roads lead to Rome, but only Jesus Christ is the
way. 唯有借着这条道路，人才可以来到神面前。
Only through this way, we can come before God.
人才可以认识神。
And then men can come to know God.
因为在神和人中间，只有一个中保，就是耶稣基督。
Because between man and God, there is only one mediator, that is Jesus Christ.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Apart from him, there is no salvation.
今天我们向传福音的时候，我们常常有人这样告诉我们。
As we proclaim the gospel, some people will say this to us.
你若是生长在佛教环境里面，那自然一定你是信佛教的。
If you believe in a you will believe in a in Buddhism if you are born into an environment that believes in Buddhism.
你若是生长在佛教环境里面，你必然一定是因为先接触佛教，你必然会相信佛教。
Now, if you come to the Muslim religion first, then of course you will believe in the Islamic faith.
或是说你因为你生长在基督教环境里面，或者说你接触有一些基督徒，自然而然你就有机会信耶稣，信基督教。
And they would say, you, since you live in a Christian environment, you've come in to know some Christians, of course you will believe in Christianity.
好像因为那些信耶稣的人，因为他们之所以相信耶稣，因为他们先接触了基督教，他们先接触了基督徒的信仰。
Now, it sounds like those who believe in Jesus is all because the first they have the contact with Christianity, so they believe in Jesus.
所以他们就信了耶稣。
And this is why Christianity
becomes their faith.
But if they first encounter Buddhism or Islamic faith, then they will become other faithful of other religions.
好像似乎这样讲法，好像也是蛮合理、蛮通的。
It sounds very reasonable, sensible.
但是为什么当一个人信耶稣以后，他们就斩钉截铁的说，我所信的才是独一的真神呢？
But why is it after people believe in Jesus, they so positively, affirmatively saying that Jesus is the only God?
他不需要尝试再去认识到底佛教讲什么，佛教讲什么。
They don't need to even try to understand what Buddhism is saying, what Islamic religion is about.
他确定他所信的是唯一的真理。
And they are so sure that their faith is the only truth.
他不需要再试看别的宗教是不是也是真的。
They do not have to test other religions to see if they are true.
我常用一个比喻说。
I often would like to use this.
因为我们在这里信耶稣以后，我们在这里好像有个属灵的DNA碰上了头。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, it seems that we have now come into the Christian DNA.
我们知道今天因为科学的进步。
Now because we do know this because advancements of the science.
你要若是一个小孩子从小被领养。
If a child is adopted when he is young.
有一天他若是要寻找他的生父母。
One day if he wants to find his biological parents.
他怎么知道哪一位是他生父母呢？
Now how would he know who are his real biological parents?
很有许多人来声称说我就是你的亲生的父母。
Many people might come and claiming that I'm your biological parent.
现在科学很进步，可以证明到底谁是真实的他的真正的父母。
Today's science is so advanced that we could actually tell who the real biological parent would be.
只要查查两方面的 DNA 是不是符合。
All they have to check is the DNA of both parties.
他的 DNA 跟哪一位符合的话，证明他就是他的父母。
The one whose DNA is compatible with this child, then that one is his parent.
这个就是基督徒坚定的一个信心。
And this is our Christian's steadfast faith.
当我们信耶稣以后，好像我们对那个生我们的那个牵护我们的生命源头对上了。
After we believe in Jesus, it seems that our DNA now matches the very one who gives birth to us, the Heavenly Father.
我们知道我们是从他而来的。
Because we know we are from Him.
我们不需要再尝试到底是不是其他宗教和我的DNA是不是符合。
Therefore, I don't need to check out other religions to see if their DNA matches mine.
不管别人再怎么声称他所信的好像是也有道理。
Whatever other people might proclaim about their religions, even though they might sound reasonable.
但是我知道我所信的是真正的神。
But I know that whom I believe is the true God.
I will
never change my
religion.
Nor do I need to test to explore other religions to see if they are true.
我已经找到我的生父生母。
I have found my biological father and mother.
我就知道其他所谓生，宣称是我的生父母的，那都是虚假的。
I have known all those who claim to be my biological father and mother are all fake.
我不需要用我 DNA 再试看看，也许我跟他们也是符合的。
I don't need to check one more time that if my DNA matches theirs.
这是不可能的，我想这个道理我们都能够懂。
It's simply impossible. I think we all understand this.
因为当我们信耶稣以后，我们就知道唯有他是独一的真神。
Because after we believe in Jesus, we know He alone is the only true.
唯有他是唯一的道路。
He alone is the true way.
唯有借他人才可以与神和好。
He alone through whom we could be reconciled to God.
所以把告诉我们说，借着神儿子的死，我们得与神和好了。
That's what Paul says, through the death of his son, we are now reconciled to God.
所以摩西在那里所见证的事情，就是他是人和神中间唯一的中保。
So the thing that Moses wanted to testify is that he is a mediator between man and God.
这个约呢，是用血所立的一个约。
And this covenant is established by the blood.
所以摩西把血洒在百姓的身上。
Therefore Moses sprinkled the blood upon people.
当有一天主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When the Lord one day came to the world,
他最后和门徒们在吃最后晚餐。
When he had the last supper with all his disciples,
他拿起那个杯说，这是我立约的血。
He took up the cup and saying, this is the blood of my covenant.
为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
Shed for many for the forgiveness of sins.
什么是血呢？
What is the blood?
血代表一个死亡。
Now blood represents death.
所以在那我们看见主耶稣这位神和人之间中保为我们罪被钉在十字架上。
Now we see that there the Lord Jesus as the mediator between man and God was hung on the cross.
他所流出的血洁净了我们的罪。
The blood he shed cleanses all our sins.
他的血洒在我们的身上。
And his blood sprinkled upon us.
所以当使徒彼得写信给散居在各地的基督徒的时候，
Therefore when Apostle Peter wrote the epistle to all those who are in dispersion,
他说按着神的心见，他拣选父神的心拣选了我们。
He said that according to forefather of God, the foreknowledge of God the Father, he chose us.
借着圣灵得以成圣。
And being sanctified in the Holy Spirit.
以至于顺服。
For the obedience.
底下说，并借着血，并蒙血所洒的人身上。
And he continues for the obedience and the sprinkling of the blood.
蒙恩的人，主耶稣的血洒在我们身上。
For those who have received God's grace, the blood has been sprinkled on.
正如那天摩西把血洒在以色列百姓的身上一样。
Just as on that very day, Moses sprinkled the blood upon people.
我们这些蒙恩的人，有主耶稣基督血洒在我们身上。
So for all of us who have received His grace, His blood has been sprinkled upon us.
表明这个约是一个不改变的约。
Therefore, it signifies that this covenant will never change.
这个约是一个稳固的一个约。
This is steadfast, firm.
因为是用血所立的。
Because it's established by blood.
因为在这里有死亡。
Here there is death.
我们知道死亡是在人身上是一个不改变的一个事实。
We know that death is an unchangeable fact among men.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，主耶稣的血洒在我们身上。
After we are saved by His grace, His blood.
我们蒙恩得救，我们得救是很确定的。
So our salvation is firm.
永远不改变。
Positive and nothing can be ever
changed. 也许我们会软弱而失败，甚至会落在罪恶的辖制里面。
Even we may become weak and we fail, even fall into sin.
但是我们只要有血洒在我们身上，
But as long as the blood has been sprinkled,
我们的得救是永远的得救。
Then our salvation is eternal salvation.
因为主耶稣他一次献上他自己，
Because the Lord Jesus offered himself once for all,
就成就了永远的救赎工作，
And has accomplished the eternal salvation.
所以当蒙一个蒙恩得救以后，主神就不再定我们的罪。
So after a person has received grace and been saved, God no longer condemns us.
世人也不能够再定我们罪。
Nor can man condemn us.
所以保罗在那里很肯定说，谁能定他们的罪呢？
Therefore Paul says so affirmatively, who can condemn them?
有耶稣基督已经死了。
The Lord Jesus Christ who is dead.
且从死里复活了。
And now rose again from the dead.
坐在神右边为他们祈求。
And interceding for them, sitting at the right side of God.
因为今天主耶稣和我们立的约是一个更美的约。
Because today the covenant that the Lord Jesus made with us was a better one.
因为他是一个更美的中保。
Because he was a better mediator.
摩西在那所做的不过是象征，是一个预表。
What Moses testified was symbolic. He was trying to testify the things that the Lord Jesus Christ would do later on. Now, on the other hand, blood also represents life.
因为圣经告诉我们说, 血在生命里面,
because the Bible teaches that life is in the blood.
所以这个约也是用生命所立的一个约。
Therefore, this covenant is also established by life.
还是说,审核人立业的时候,借着这个约把生命赐给还相信他的人。
When God made this covenant with man, it is through this blood God has given his life to man.
所以当人相信耶稣基督的时候,他就得到那永远的生命。
Therefore, when people believe in Jesus Christ, he has received that eternal life.
当主耶稣在地上的时候,
when the Lord Jesus was in his flesh on earth,
在约翰福音第六章, 主耶稣告诉那些犹太人说,
in chapter 2 of the, apostle, of the epistle according to John, Jesus told all the Jews,
他说,我是从天上降下来的生命粮,
I am the bread of life coming down from heaven,
叫人吃的不死,
so that people will not die.
叫人吃的就必永远活着。
When people eat of me, they shall live forever.
然后主耶稣就说,我所要赐给你们就是我的肉。
And the Lord Jesus said, the food that I want to give to you is my blood and my flesh.
犹太人听得不明白。
And Jews could not understand
him.
And they said, how can we eat of his flesh?
主要是说,吃我肉,喝我血,
the Lord Jesus says that he who eats of my flesh, drinks of my blood, has eternal life.
为什么吃他的肉,喝他血的人就永生在他里面?
Why is that he who eats of his flesh and drinks of his blood has
因为血就代表生命,
because the blood represents life. He who drinks of the blood of Christ receives his life.
所以弟兄们,不仅我们蒙恩得救的时候,再来接受主耶稣基督做我们的生命。
So brothers and sisters, not only at the time when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, at that time we receive Him as our Lord. But in our Christian life, we continually we need to receive Jesus Christ as a very provision of our life. So we see here when Israelites left Egypt,
神吩咐他们要把羔羊的血涂在门楣门框上。
Now God commanded them to place the blood over the doorpost and also the door frame.
一方面表明这些人身上都有羔羊的血洒在他们身上。
On the one hand, it signifies the fact that among all these people, the Lamb of the blood has been sprinkled on them.
叫神的定罪审判越过他们。
So that God's condemnation, God's judgment will pass over them.
但是他们还需要吃羔羊的肉。
Still, on the other hand, they continue to need to eat the flesh of the
Lamb. 他们当然吃羔羊的肉就是表明他们接受羔�ang做他们生命。
As they ate the flesh of the Lamb, that would indicate that they receive the Son of God as their life. So not only this blood is on us, but also we are drinking of the blood of the Lamb and also eat of the flesh of the Lamb. Receiving Him into us to become our very life. Brother and sister, why is in the Old Testament that God forbade people to drink this blood? But here in New Testament, we understand because the blood cannot give man life. In Old Testament, it couldn't do so, but in New Testament, we need to drink of the blood of Christ. Only the blood of Christ we could drink of. Because in this very blood, we see his eternal life.
现在凡是相信耶稣基督的人,因为接受喝他的血,我们就得到永远的生命,就永远活着不再死。
Whoever received Jesus Christ as his Lord, and he would drink of the blood of the Lamb, and he would never die.
用什么,为什么每个主日要在吃饼喝杯呢?
Brother and sister, why is it in the, every Sunday we have this breaking of the bread?
不仅我们头一次接受主耶稣基督做我们生命,
not only when at the very first time would we receive Jesus Christ as our life,
在我们一生基础的生活里面,需要一再接受他,喝他,吃他, 享受生命的供应。
But throughout our Christian living, we have to continue to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, and at having him as our eternal
life, enjoying him.
Well, if we come to the meeting in the very truth of the Spirit,
你在吃喝主的时候,
While you're eating and drinking of him,
你知道在这里你就接受一个生命的供应。
You know, right here, you receive the provision of the life.
你会叫你的生命能够成长强壮起来。
So that your life will grow, will become stronger.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音。
Brother and sister, this is the gospel.
这是我们所要传扬的福音。
And this is the gospel we want to proclaim.
神儿子成为我们的生命。
That is God's son has now become our life.
这是神的儿子和我们立了一个新约。
That is when God's Son made a new covenant with us.
所以摩西在这个山上，他头一件事情所要表明、所要见证的，就是神和人借耶稣基督和我们立了一个新约。
So on this mountain, the very first thing Moses wanted to testify is that through a mediator, God had made this new covenant with us.
这个约是用血所立的约。
And which was established by the blood.
这是个永远的约，是个不改变的约。
And this was eternal covenant, which shall never change.
我们感谢神，若是我们是接受耶稣基督、相信耶稣基督的人。
Now praise God for all us who have received Jesus Christ.
我们在这里就和神立了一个约。
Right here, we have made a covenant with God.
我们在这里因着相信神的儿子主耶稣基督，他的血就洁净了我们。
And because we believe in Jesus Christ, His Son, His blood has cleansed us.
我们接受他，永远生命就住在我们里面。
After we receive Him, His eternal life now abides in us.
这是出埃及二十四章头一件摩西所做的事情，所要表明的事情。
This is the very first thing in chapter 24 of Exodus that Moses did. That is what he tried to signify.
那神在那立约，神借那个血的约所要带出来更重要的结果目的是什么呢？
But what's the more, even more a crucial result that Moses wants to testify after establishing this blood of covenant.
就是神，摩西和神在同住了有四十昼夜。
That is, Moses stayed with God for 40 days and nights.
从圣经里我们看见，这实在是摩西独特的一个经历。
And from the whole Bible, we see that this is one of Moses' unique experiences.
在圣经里我们看见许多先知们、许多列祖们，他们有和神有很好的关系。
In the Bible, we could see many prophets and many forefathers. They all had such an intimate relationship.
他们也有很大的一个启示。
And they received great revelation.
但是他们从来没有像摩西有这样独特的经历。
But none of them had ever had such a unique experience.
圣经告诉我们说，荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
Now the Bible teaches that the glorious God appeared to Abraham.
亚伯兰只看见过神的荣耀。
Now Abraham did see the glory of God.
圣经没有告诉我们说他是在神荣耀里面和神同住了四十天。
Never did the Bible teach us that in God's glory that Abraham stayed with God for 40 days and nights.
先知以赛亚他是一个有大有启示的人。
Prophet Isaiah was the one full of great revelation.
他预言弥赛亚要来。
He prophesied the coming of the Messiah.
他对国度将来有很清楚的启示。
He prophesied clearly the coming kingdom.
他也看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
He saw the Lord sitting high above on his throne.
看见神荣光充满在全地。
He saw God's glory being filled among all the earth.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说，他在神荣耀同在里面与神同住。
But never does the Bible record the fact that Isaiah stayed in the presence of God's glory for 40 days and 40 nights.
先知以赛以西结。
The prophet Ezekiel.
他曾经在加巴鲁的河边，天向他打开了。
At the river Gabarol, he saw the heaven being opened.
他看见神的异象。
He also saw the vision of God.
他看见四活物。
He saw the four living creatures.
他也看见耶和华荣耀的形象。
He also saw the glorious image of the Lord God.
但是圣经里面记载他在神荣耀同在当中。
But never does the Bible record that he was in the presence of God's glory.
先知但以理也是一样。
The prophet Daniel was the same way.
他看见神荣耀宝座的异象。
He saw the vision of the Lord's glorious throne.
他也没有和神荣耀同在四十天。
Never did he stay with God in His glory for 40 days and
nights. 唯独摩西。
Only Moses.
为什么唯独摩西，神给他特别这样的经历呢？
But why is it only Moses that God gave him such a unique experience?
我们说，原来他是在那见证将来所要传说的事情。
The reply is that he would testify of the things later would be spoken about.
就是神的儿子要把神的百姓一同带到这个荣耀同在的里面。
That is, God's Son would bring all His people into the glory of God.
这是神拯救我们真正的目的。
And this is the real reason that God has saved us all.
所以读到二十五章的时候，我们看见神在那里就把他心中的旨意就启示出来了。
That's why in chapter 25 we see that God has revealed the very desire of His will to us.
神要住在人的中间。
That is, God wants to tabernacle among men.
因着摩西后面要传递这个神与人同住的一个真理。
Now, because Moses wanted to make it clear the very truth of God's desire to dwell among men,
所以神先把他带进和神同住的这个境界里面。
So God first brought Moses into the presence of God.
好叫他能够发表后面神所要带出来这个信息。
So he could make it known to all the messengers that would come later.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到一个基础非常重要的一个经历。
Now, brother and sister, this is such a crucial experience of all Christians.
英国斯柏克弟兄
the British brother Spark,
他在他那一本《先知话语指示》里面
，in one of his books, The Ministry of the Word of the Prophets,
讲到一个做先知话语的人。
He says that a person who has office as a prophet,
他要所传递的信息呢？
The very message he wants to proclaim.
神必须先把他带入那个信息的经历里面。
Now has to be worked into the very experience of the prophet.
好叫他能够传递那个信息。
So the prophet could deliver the message.
说一个话语指示人，他必须先有经历，他才能传递他所要传递的信息。
Therefore, a person who holds a prophetic ministry has to have the experience first.
这个就是为什么神需要把摩西先带到这个荣耀同在里面的一个原因。
And this is why God needed to bring Moses into His glorious presence first.
因为从出埃及记二十五章以后，摩西要带出一个神荣耀的一个信息。
Because starting from chapter 25, God wants to Moses to bring out a glorious message.
就是要神要与人同住。
That is, God wants to abide with man.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们看见基督徒的经历是非常重要的。
So, brothers and sisters, we see that Christians' experiences are so important.
当一个人有经历以后，你才能确定你所相信的是真实。
Only when you have that experiences already, then you would believe what you believe.
你没有有经历的话呢，许多真理就成为道理。
Without these experiences, all the teachings have become simple doctrines.
成为许多神学理论。
Become theological teachings.
好像好是好，但是好像摸不着头绪，摸不着边。
They are so good, yet they are not tangible. You can't get a handle on it.
礼拜我刚读过约翰一书，使徒约翰的信息。
Now that's Friday. We just read the message from the Apostle John in First John.
使徒一开头告诉我们说
，In the very beginning, the Apostle tells us.
他说：“论到起初，原有生命之道。”
That which concerns the life from the beginning.
就是我们所听见、所看过的。
That which we have heard, that which we have beheld.
是我们所亲眼看过的。
That we have seen with our own eyes.
是亲手摸过的。
That which we have handled.
使徒约翰讲这些是什么意思呢？
What is Apostle John?
他说论到起初原有生命之道。
That concerning the very life of the word of life from the beginning.
生命的话语。
The word of life.
这个生命之道就是神的儿子主耶稣基督。
And this word of life is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因为太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Because in the beginning there was the word was God, and the word was God himself.
这位看不见的神，有一天，使徒说是我们所听见的。
The invisible God.But one day the apostle said,
是我们所亲眼看过，是我们亲手摸过的。
This God we had heard, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our own hands.
表明这是一个实实在在、活生生的一个经历的。
So this is a living, a solid experience.
就是永远的生命。
That's eternal life.
他说是我们所亲眼看见，是我们所见证的。
Which we are testifying of, which we have seen.
不仅在那看过，不仅在那做见证。
not only do we see that eternal life, not only do we testify about it.
那永远生命显已经显现出来，现在我把这个永远生命再传给你们。
And Apostle John says that eternal life now has been manifested, and I now proclaim it to you.
弟兄姊妹，使徒约翰在那讲什么呢？
Brought it up.Brothers and sisters, what is Apostle John talking
about? 他是不是单单讲主耶稣道从肉身来到地上的时候，他听见耶稣在那边讲道，他看见耶稣在那边行神迹奇事。
Is he talking about the fact that when the Word became flesh and John saw Jesus performing all the miracles?
他还亲手摸过主耶稣基督的肉身。
And he personally touched his flesh and heard his word.
诗歌257首，我。早上在默想的时候想到这首诗歌。
I was meditating on today's message. In the morning, I remember in our hymn book, number 257.
主耶稣，当你在地。
Oh Lord, when you are on earth.
你与他们多年同处。
You have stayed with them for many years.
他们对你的认识是知不知。
Their understanding towards you, it seems they do know you, and at the same time, they don't.
似乎不乎，就是似乎明白，又是像不明白。
They seem to understand, and at the same time, they don't understand.
他们听见过你的声音。
Have heard of your voice?
他们看见过你的风姿。
Oh, they have seen your glory, seen your manner.
他们摸过你的肉身。
They have touched your flesh.
但是他们对你视之不知。
But still, they seem to know you and they don't seem to
know you. 好像知道，又不清楚。
They seem to know you at the same time.
说认识又已经认识了。
They seem to know you, but at the same time, they do not seem to know you.
说不知道又好像是知道。
You say they do not know you, but they did.
但是我们看见，当主耶稣肉身的时候，多少的以色列百姓、犹太人围绕他在他旁边。
When the Lord was in his flesh, we see so many Jews around him.
的确他们听见过他的声音，看见过他的容彩，摸过他的肉身。
Yes, they all have seen him and heard of his words, seen his glory, touched his flesh.
他们对他好像认识，又想好像又不认识。
But still, they seem to know him and they did not know him.
为什么？因为好像我们是盖从了幔子。
Why is that? Because it seems that we haveThere are layers and layers of curtains.
因为主和他们之间有一个幔子遮住了。
So between them and the Lord, there seemed to be a curtain.
他们对他认识是模糊不清的。
Therefore, their understanding of the Lord was so vague and blurred.
我想约翰不是在描述他那种看见、听见、摸着。
Now, I don't believe John was talking about this kind or understand this kind of touching of the Lord.
他乃是在圣灵启示里面看见，他曾经所听见、所看见、所摸过的耶稣，原来就是那起初原有的生命之道，是那永远的生命。
But in the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he was testifying that the very one he heard, he seen,He has seen and he had touched was that eternal life.
现在已经显现出来了。
And who had now been revealed.
把他自己彰显了出来了。
The Lord revealed himself to us all.
让使徒约翰觉得这个何等的真，何等的实。
So Apostle felt this how true, how tangible.
何等的具体的一个神的儿子。
Such tangible, solid.So true,
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有稍微有点经历的话，我们就知道到底约翰在那讲什么。
So, brothers and sisters, if you should have just a little bit of experience like this, you would understand what Apostle John was talking about.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们讲到许多所谓的人被称为说所谓的生命之道，我们摸不着头绪。
Brothers and sisters, so many times as we speak of the word of life, it seems there is no way we can get a handle.
我们觉得摸不着什么叫生命的感觉。
We cannot actually touch the feeling of life.
正如主耶稣和尼哥底母在那讲论重生的事情。
Just as Jesus talked to Nicodemus about being born again.
尼哥底母知道主耶稣是从神来的，是要教导人关于神的事情。
Nicodemus knew that Jesus came from God, who was about to teach things of God.
但是主耶稣不跟他讲论神的事情。
But the Lord did not talk to Nicodemus
about
things of God. 主耶稣
只告诉他说你必须要重生。
He only said to Nicodemus that you need to be born again.
但是尼哥底母他听不懂，他说一个人老了怎么回到母腹再生出来呢？
Nicodemus couldn't understand how could a man be put back into his mother's womb and be born once more.
他不知道主耶稣在讲什么。
So he didn't know what Jesus was talking about.
因为他没有这个生命。
Because he did not have that life yet.
他不懂主耶稣讲什么叫是重生的意义。
So he didn't understand what does it mean to be born again.
因为他没有重生的经历。
He has never had the experience of being born again.
用什么？今天若是我们稍微有点生命的经历的话，许多人的讲论，我们就知道他到底要讲什么，他到底怎么一回事。
But brother and sister, if you just have a little bit of this experience of life, you would understand what people are talking about.
用什么？今天就是我们太缺少生命的经历。
Brother and sister, today it is because we lack so much in this kind of experiences in life.
我们是有生命。
So even though we do have life.
但是这个生命失去了原来的功能。
But this life seems to have lost its original functioning.
所以使徒在他遗书里面后面就告诉我们说，这个生命原来是与神可以相交的。
So the Apostle John in 1 John tells us that this life enables us to fellowship with God.
是可以感受到神的同在，神就在你的周围，是很真实的。
It enables to feel the presence of the Lord, to know that God is so real.
但是为什么今天有生命却感受不到这个永远生命呢？
But why is it today we do have the life, we do not feel this eternal life?
他就告诉我们，因为人原来是人在罪恶里面。
And it tells us that it is because men are in sin.
因为人在黑暗里面。
Because men are in darkness.
因为神是光，在他毫无黑暗。
But God is light in him, there is no darkness.
当一个人在黑暗里面，他不肯和这个光来交通，来相交。
Now, when a person is darkness, there is no way for him to fellowship with God, who is light.
所以他说，我们若认自己的罪，耶稣的血要洁净我们，赦免一切过患。
Therefore, he says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful to cleanse all our sins.
我们就可以和恢复和神这个光的一个交通。
Therefore, we could restore this fellowship in the light.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们信耶稣以后，若是我们稍微经历的话，我们就知道我们主是何等的真，何等的实。
Brothers and sisters, if you have believed in the Lord and have this kind of experience, you would know our Lord, our God, is so real, so tangible.
所以那首诗歌要告诉我们说，
Therefore, hymn 257.
当你来怜悯启示你的自己，
When you come to reveal to us through your mercy,
将你自己给了我们，
You've given yourself to us.
他在那里就知道，在世上有谁比你更实？
And then, what in the world can be more real than you?
在世上有谁比你更真？
Who else could be more true than you?
到处充满了神，到处充满了神。
So in the whole places filled with God,
他感受到神就在他周围。
Because he feels that God is right around him.
他知道神是很活生生的在他周围。
He knows that God is around him. In such a living way.
他可以听见他的声音，他可以看见他的作为。
He could actually hear his voice. He could actually see his deeds.
他可以摸到他的自己。
He could actually touch God himself.
为什么？这是神拯救我们的更重要的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is one of the more crucial reasons that God wants to save us.
用什么？我们实在需要神怜悯我们，启示我们。
Brothers and sisters, we do need God's mercy to reveal Himself.
在我们信心里面来接触，来经历他。那位真实者
so that we would come to know him, come to know him, to come into contact with him in our faith.
所以约翰到末了说，他告诉我们说，神的儿子已经来到了。
So John says in the end of the first John says that the Son of God has come.
也将智慧赐给我们，使我们真认识那位真实者。
He has given us understanding so that we can know the true one.
我们也在这个真实者里面。
And we are also in this true one.
就是神的儿子，这是真神，也是永生。
That is the Son of God. This is the true God, and this is eternal God.
用什么？真理不仅是一个真理。
Brother and sister, the truth is not simply truth.
真理就是真实。
Truth is truthfulness.
中文英文只能说true, 但是中文有时候说真理，有时候是真实。
When in English, we speak of true. In Chinese, sometimes it says truth. Other times it says truthfulness.
表明若是真理的话，那就是真实，那是实在的。
If this is true, then it should. If this is truth, it should be true, and this should be tangible. Should be
不是一个玄妙的道理。
It's not something mystic.
不是一个不可捉摸的事情。
It's not something so intangible you cannot touch it.
是我们可以经历的。
It is actually something you can actually experience it.
用什么？这是我们所要经历的。
So, brother and sister, this is something we need to experience.
这是神拯救我们要来经历它，就是真实的。
And God has redeemed us to for us to experience that him that who that that is real.
什么是真实呢？
So what is truthfulness?
什么是虚假呢?
What is falsehood?
虚假就是会过去都是虚假的。
Anything that passes away is falsehood.
所以彼得告诉我们说到有一天有行止的都要被火焚烧掉。
Therefore, Peter says that one day all the elements will be melted.
今天人所看得见摸着的那都是虚假那些有一天都要被火焚烧掉。
Today, everything is visible, everything is touchable. One day will be melted by fire.
只有主他才是真实者。
Only the Lord is the true one.
感谢神，我们今天不仅认识了真实者，我们是住在那个真实者里面。
Praise God that today not only do we know the true one, but also we abide in him.
所以我们看见当摩西站在和神立了这个约以后呢，神就把他带到这个神与人同在同住的这个境界里面。
So after Moses made the covenant with God, now he entered into the very experience of the presence of the Lord, living, abiding with man.
所以在约翰福音，约翰也告诉我们。
Therefore, in the Gospel according to John, John also says.
他说：“你们要住在我里面，你我的话就住在你里面。
Abide in me, and my word in you.
所以刚刚提到说，神为什么先让摩西有这样的经历呢
？We mentioned that why does God allow Moses to have this experience first?
因为他后面要传递一个重要真理。
Because Moses wanted to deliver such an important truth.
他在那里要把神的教训教训神的百姓。
There he would teach all God's people.
神把他的话摆在摩西的里面。
Therefore God placed his word in Moses first.
所以底下就告诉我们说，当神呼召他上到山那里，说住在这里。
And then God called Moses to come up here and remain here.
我要将石板并我所写律法的诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。
I will give you stone tablets with all the commandments and the laws, so for instruction.
弟兄姊妹，这就是话语知识的产生。
Brother, this is the it's the birth of the ministry of the word.
乃是在神同在里面，神把话赐给他。
That is in God's presence that God would give His word.
所以主耶稣说：“你们若在我里面，你们若住在我里面，我的话就住在你里面。”
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, "Abide in me, and my word in you."
在这里才有话。
And then comes the word.
有时候我们常觉得，好像神儿女在一起的时候呢。特别在查经里面好像很少很多弟兄姊妹很少有交通。
Sometimes when God's people come together, especially at the Bible studying meetings, we feel that some brothers and sisters seldom share.
但是若是谈论别的事情呢话就非常多。
But if they're talking about other things, it seems that they become very talkative.
为什么没有话可以交通呢？没有神的话可以交通呢？
Why is it at a meeting you do not have word to share with others?
在这里让我们看见一个原因。
And here it shows us one of the reasons.
是需要我们住在主的里面。
That is to abide in the Lord.
他的话就住在我们里面。
So His word would abide in us.
我二十年前来到纽泽西。
20 years ago, I came to New Jersey.
曹金说他五月来的，我是六月来的。
Brother Young said he came to New Jersey in May. I came in June.
当我来了头几年呢，我读了非常多的属灵书籍。
Now, in the first few years after I arrived here, I studied so many spiritual books.
特别许多解经的书。
Especially those books expounding the Bible.
因为几乎都是读英文的书。
I mostly read English books.
所以读得非常慢。
So I read it very slowly.
我不仅在那边读很多解经书，我都把它纲要都写下来。
Not only did I read all those books expounding the Bible, but also I would write down all the guidelines, outlines.
所以差不多新约呢，每一卷书我都有笔记。
Therefore, basically every book of the New Testament, I would have outlines for them.
我甚至想说，我虽然没有上过神学院，但是我相信我读的书不会比那些上过神学院的少。
So I often say that even though I have never gone to a seminary, but I would just say that I would never be counted reading less books than they.
但是每一次要预备主信息的时候，总是很不容易。
But on every Sunday when I was about to preach, I felt it's so hard for me.
那有一次有一个年长的弟兄，到纽泽西来。
At one time, this elderly brother came to New Jersey.
事实上他也没有多年长，顶多大我十来岁而已。
Actually, he was much older than I, just 10 plus years older.
但是当我读大学的时候，他已经在服侍主了。
But as I was still in college, he was serving the Lord already.
我就告诉他说我有这样的问题在。
So I shared with him about my problem.
他只讲一句很简单的话。
He just told me one simple statement.
他说学习住在主的里面。
Learn to abide in the Lord.
学习住在主的里面。
Learn to abide in the Lord.
好像这句话就给我一点提醒。
Then this statement seems to remind me.
不是你读了多少书，不是你看过多少解经书。
It doesn't depend on how many books you've read or how many biblical expounding books you've read.
当然我们需要好好读圣经，看一些属灵的书籍。
Yes, we do need to read many spiritual books.
但是你若不住在主的里面，当你想要交通一些话的时候，好像那话就不出来了。
But if you do not abide in the Lord, when you try to share, it seems the word just don't come out.
因为弟兄他是有经历的人。
This elder brother had really experience in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望主的话能够常常充满在我们里面，也能够把我们从主所领受的能够和神的儿女一同分享交通。
So brothers and sisters, we really desire that God's word abides in us, and also we can share with others from God what he has taught us.
我们需要学习住在主的里面，与主同住。
We need to learn to abide in the Lord, to stay, to be in his presence.
所以我们看见摩西在那与神同住了四十昼夜以后，二十五章以后就开始一大篇一大段的话语就出来了。
Now after Moses spent 40 days and nights with God, and then we see after chapter 25 such a long section of message.
神就借他把会幕的启示，神要住在人中间，这永远心意在那发表出来了。
And God showed him the very vision of God's tabernacle among man, showing God's desire to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要常常安静默想，安静在主的面前，多默想主自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have the quiet time to meditate, to contemplate on the Lord Himself.
当我们在安静默想的时候，等候的时候，主自然会把一些话摆在我们心中。
Well, as we are quiet before Him, waiting for Him, God would place His word.
所以我们看见，当一个人在与神同住的时候，所带出来一个结果，就是在那里，神就把话赐给他。
So the result of staying in God's presence is that the word of God being given to Him.
并第二个，他在那里对神就有一个真实的认识。
And the second thing is that he would have the real understanding of God.
我们刚刚读到约翰福音第一章。
Now we just read 1 John chapter 1.
约翰的两个门徒。
We just read the gospel according to John.
当约翰在那，是约翰在那见证说看了神的羔羊。
When John was testifying to his disciples that behold the Lamb of God.
他们听见了约翰的话，他们就去跟从耶稣。
Two of John's disciples heard John and they followed the Lord.
主耶稣看见他们的跟着他，就回头问他们说：“你们要什么？”
The Lord asked them, seeing them following him, saying, "What do you seek?"
他们回答耶稣说：“拉比，你在哪里住？”
And they said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
圣经告诉我们说，那一天呢，这一天呢，他们就和耶稣同住。
And the Bible records that on that day they stayed with Jesus.
当他们同住以后，后面发生了什么事情？
And after they're staying with Jesus, what happened next?
那两个跟从耶稣和耶稣同住的，其中有一个叫西门的兄弟安德烈。
Now, one of the two disciples that stayed with Jesus was Andrew, Peter's brother.
他就去告诉他的兄弟西门说：“我们遇见了弥赛亚。”
So he went to see his brother Simon, saying, "We have seen the Messiah."
为什么他忽然之间能够说我们遇见了弥赛亚呢？
Why all of a sudden he could say that we have seen the Messiah?
因为他在那里和耶稣同住了。
It's because there he stayed with Jesus.
我想在那个同住里面，他和耶稣一定有很深入的交通交谈。
Believe that in his staying with Jesus, they must have this deep, profound fellowship.
他眼睛明亮了。
So his eyes.
原来这神的羔羊就是神所应许的弥赛亚救主基督。
After his eyes were enlightened, he realized that this is the Messiah, the Lamb of God.
他在眼睛被打开了。
So his eyes were opened.
那是一个同住的一个结果。
And this is the very outcome of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望多对主有多真实认识吗？
So brother and sister, do you really want to have a real understanding of
the Lord? 只有我们常常安静在神的同在里面。
This can be done only when you stay in His presence.
学习住在他的里面。
Learn to abide in Him.
自然而然，主在里面就会启示我们，开启我们。
And very readily the Lord will reveal Himself to us.
让我们里面眼睛又明亮过来。
So our inner eyes will be brighter.
认识他原来就是神的儿子。
Then we would know that Jesus is the Son of God.
认识他原来就是那唯一的真神。
We would know that actually He is a true God.
让我们看见原来神一切丰富是有形有体的居住在他里面。
And then you would know that in Jesus Christ, the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in
Him.
This is a true understanding.
这个真实认识叫里面就得到力量，眼睛就被打开了。
And this true understanding will give you strength and will enlighten your eyes.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们没有常常安静在主的面前，进到他同在里面
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not have this quiet time often before
we
enter into His presence,
活在外面里面
，if we only live in the our world,
我们对主认识。真是像诗歌所说的，是认识又像又不认识。
Then we will be very much like what the hymn says. We seem to know him, then again we don't know him.
是知道，好像又不知道。
We seem to know him, understand him, then again we don't.
用什么在主的同在里面带给我们的经历是何等的宝贵
？Brother and sister, how precious is the experience in the Lord's presence?
有一次我跟一个比较年长的弟兄说。因为他们在 他那边有一个年纪也跟我差不多一个弟兄一起服侍，也跟他一起服侍。
One time, this elderly brothers, in his church, there is another brother who served together with him.
我说那个弟兄跟你在一起那么久，好像他交通出来，我觉得好像不像你们领受那么清楚、那么明亮，好像话语上好像不是那么认识那么多。
So I told him, I asked him this elderly brother, and saying, well, this certain brother who has been with you so long, why is it when he shares his word, is not that rich, not that bright? It doesn't seem he knows the word of God much.
他说了，他就是静不下来。
And he replied, this brother just could not sit quietly.
他说他就是很容易在外面做很多事情，他就停不住，他就安静不下来。
He tends to do many outward things. He just cannot become quiet.
所以自然而然，好像对主的话，就认识好像就不够那么丰富，那么明亮。
Therefore, naturally, his understanding of God's word is not that bright, not that abundant.
所以我们看见安德烈在那和主同住了一天以后。
Now we see here, Andrew, after she stayed with Jesus for several days.
他对主的认识完全是不一样的呀。
And he had a totally different understanding of the Lord.
所以，我们当一点在死的同在同住的里面，我们看见所带来的结果，对主有更深一步的认识。
So, brother and sister, if you abide in the Lord's presence, then it will definitely bring you a different understanding of Him.
第一方三方面所带来的结果是什么呢
？And the third result of staying with the Lord is.
使徒说：“我把这些话。”写给你们呢，是要叫你们有满足的喜乐，
as,
喜乐充足。
As what Apostle John says that I wrote you this so that the joy your joy will be full.
就当一个人在神的同在里面呢，他里面就有真正的满足的喜乐。
When a person is in God's presence, in him there is this real joy.
所以在出埃及记三十四章那里告诉我们。
Therefore, Exodus 34 we read.
摩西在耶和华那里有四十昼夜呢。不吃饭也不喝水。
Moses stayed in presence of the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. Neither did he eat or drink water.
他在神的同在里面，好像忘记了他肉身上的需要。
It seems that in God's presence, Moses totally forgot all his physical needs.
他在四十昼夜不吃饭不喝水。
He did not eat food nor drink water for
40 days and nights. 这是说到什么一个情形呢
？Now what does this speak of?
他心里面满足了，喜乐了。
This condition says that Moses was so content, so satisfied.
好像外面物质上的需要，好像对他来说不是那么重要了。
Outwardly, the material things didn't seem as important.
他在享受主成为他里面的宝主。
There he enjoyed the Lord being the very satisfaction.
他停留在神的同在里面，充满了喜乐。
And he stayed in God's presence. He was filled with joy.
正如 有一首诗歌说有你够了有你够了
Just as one of the hymns says with you is enough with you is enough
无论日有多长夜有多深
No matter how long or how dark
有你够了有你够了
With you enough
这是那个 Barbara 那个
Sister Margaret
那个老姊妹所写的诗歌
Barbara wrote this hymn
今天人为什么在那追求许多的事要满足他叫他能够
Why is it today's people pursuing all many things in order to satisfy, to make them joyful? Because they just cannot have this joy.
一个人满足了，他才有真正的喜乐。
Only when a person is totally satisfied, he would have the real joy.
就像一个婴孩，他吃饱了以后，他就不会哭了。
Just as a baby, if he's full, then he would not cry.
他就会好好在那睡觉。
There he would have a very nice nap.
但是今天人虽然得着许多，但他里面永远是没有办法满足的。
Today it seems that people have gained so much, but still inside.
所以耶稣对那个撒玛利亚妇人说。
So the Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
他说喝这水的还要再喝。
He who drinks this water will drink again.
因为喝这世上的水，里面永远没办法解渴，你还需要继续再喝。
Because if you drink this earthly water, you will never be satisfied. You still have to drink more.
这就是今天人的一个光景。
And this is today's man's condition.
不是说那些不需要。
It's not saying that those things are not necessary.
但他不知道这个需要不是能够满足里面心灵的真正的需要。
But you have to understand this need can never satisfy your true need within your heart.
前阵子在一个家在家一个家庭聚会里面，我就交通到一个生活上的需要跟生命上的需要是不一样的。
And not long ago in a family family meeting, I shared with them that the need of life and the need of your living, they're two different things.
许多生活上的需要是我们所需要的，是没有错。
Yes, we do have many.Needs in our living.
但是人以为这些生活上的需要能够满足我们生命上的需要。
But many people think that these needs, once satisfied, would satisfy the needs of life.
生活需要跟生命上的需要是截然不同的。
So, but the needs of life and the needs of living are totally, dramatically different.
生活上的需要是一个暂时的，是一个短暂的，是会过去的。
The living needs are always temporary.Fading away, it will pass away.
生命上的需要是永远的。
But this need of life is eternal.
那这才是我们所需要的。
And this is what we truly need to satisfy.
但是今天人搞混了，也搞不清楚什么是生活上的需要，生命上的需要。
But people got this all mixed up, so they do not know what is real.
喝了这水还要再喝。
So Jesus says, if you drink this water, you will continue to drink.
我想做基督徒有时候会软弱 会下沉
We know being Christians many times we become very weak and we become so downcast
我记得我大学的时候跟一个弟兄因为非常所常在一起
I recall that in my college days I was very close to one of my friends we stay together all the time
他信主年龄比较久所以他常读圣经有很多亮光他常交通分享给我听
And being that he had been saved for a longer time than I So after he read God's word he often shared them with me
有时候我们也会下沉有时候心情不好
But many times we were very low and we were in bad mood
有时候遇到心情不好的时候我们就说好吧那我们就下埃及去吧
And many times we would say to each other wellWe're so low, let's go down to Egypt.
那我们就到电影院去看电影。
Therefore, we went to movie theaters.
等到进到电影院以后坐下来。
But once we got into the theater and when we sat down,
我们就觉得说，干嘛到这边来干什么？
Then we said, why is it we came here? For what?
就觉得很不舒服。
We just felt so uncomfortable.
那电影开演的时候呢？
When the movie was showing,
那些情节我们就批评说啊，这个不合理啊，那个不对啊，那个不好啊，怎么样
？We kept criticizing the plot doesn't make sense. Such a lousy scheme.
那出来以后呢
？After we came out,
更下沉。
We became even more downcast.
像泄了气的皮球一样。
Just like the balloon, whose air is being let out.
里面心情更不好，更纳闷。
And it seems that our feeling, our mood had become even more downcast.And even lower.
因为进去是想说解闷，怎么让里面是不是更喜乐更好一点
？When we first went in, we thought we would think that this would make us lighthearted. We would be feel better.
结果出来更糟糕。
But it turned out it was worse than the first.
所以我们只好他们一起祷告认罪，求主赦免我们。
Therefore, only thing we could do is to confess our sins, ask for God's forgiveness.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看今天。许多世人的儿女就是落到这样光景，好像和世人一样。
Brothers and sisters, don't you see today men's conditions are just falling into the same condition like the rest of the world?
世人因为不认识主，因为不知道这个真实者常真正成我们里面的满足。
Now, the people of the world do not know the Lord, who is the true God, who is truly satisfied.
但是我们已经认识了真实者。
But we have known the true one.
我们也知道他常真正满足我们的需要。
We want him to truly satisfy all our needs.
叫我们里面充满了喜乐。
So that we would be filled with joy.
结果我们还去追求那世上的许多的水。
But still, we continue to pursue after the earthly
water. 结果还是一直在渴的里面。
So, continually we stay in.
永远得不到满足。
We're never satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说我们不能够去做这个许多事上的很多事情，去度假、去游玩，不是说不能做那些事情。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying you are not allowed to do many of the earthly things, such as taking a vacation or having fun.
但是你出去再回来的时候，你都是诚实面对自己，你觉得那些能够叫你真正满足吗
？Now, after you've done all this.Honestly facing your God, do these things satisfy you?
让你真正的喜乐吗？
Do you have the real joy?
若是有一件事情不需要